And good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in on this pre-holiday extravaganza. We're going to call it today an extravaganza. Thank you for tuning in. I am really excited to be surrounded by people that I love today in the studio. It's not an annual tradition yet, but this is our second time kind of doing a live group activity for our pre-Christmas show. So I'm excited that you've tuned in today. This is A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist. I'm Elizabeth Barrett, and we will be inviting you to be part of the conversation today, 805-781-3875. You can also find out more about us on our Facebook page, The Reluctant Therapist, at our website, thereluctanttherapist.com. You can always send me an email to elizabeth@thereluctanttherapist.com, and you can listen to previous shows at kcbx.org, or you can podcast our shows by going to iTunes and subscribing, and you can download all of our previous shows to your devices and listen at your leisure. So it's kind of exciting if you're technologically savvy. We love having you be a part of this conversation. And our theme today is joy. What is it that brings joy to your world? A little play on that famous Christmas carol. But, you know, we've talked a lot about the last 4 weeks or so, gosh, starting before Thanksgiving, about managing family dynamics, managing holiday feelings, how to make the most of this time of year when it can be very stressful. It's stressful trying to engage yourself with people that you don't see very often. It's sometimes difficult to be in tricky family dynamics. We talked about ways to communicate more effectively, how to come to parties prepared to ask other people questions so you didn't feel like you were going to be put on the spot. We've talked about navigating those tricky father-daughter relationships. We've covered a lot of ground the last month or so, and today I want to pull it together and kind of get a little further than just the navigating of all of the dynamics of our holiday gatherings and focus a little bit on what brings us joy. What are those intrinsic pleasures that we have? Because for a lot of people, this time of year might be a time that you're all by yourself, that you might not be going to a family gathering, that you might not be surrounded by others, or you might be surrounded by others and need to be able to take some sort of personal space or time away to kind of gather yourself, to find that internal resolve, to kind of comfort yourself if it is a stressful family situation. And so to think about, what are those things that give us internal joy, internal pleasure? What makes you smile? How do you calm yourself when you're feeling stressed? And so we're going to be opening the phones to talk about those things that bring you joy. And we're going to be sharing a little bit of those things that bring me joy. And one of those greatest joys is getting to hear my daughter, Kelly Barrett, sing. So we're going to start off with a little tune.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of street lights, even stoplights, blink a red and a green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids rush. This is Santa's big day. And above all this bustle, you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Thank you very much. And I want you to know that it's not just Kelly Barrett here today, but we have two other guests, musicians here in the studio, my friend Mark Hughes and Alan Vogan. Mark Hughes, we like to call him my backup husband. We've been friends for almost 20 years, 19 years or so. Yep. Our children grew up together, and whenever my husband was out of town or traveling, Mark was the one I would call in emergencies. So we've spent a lot of time hanging out, raising kids, and yeah. Mark also... besides being a great friend, is a member of the Mother Corn Shuckers. So,
that's right.
A local bluegrass band that you might have seen either at Mission in the Plaza or at different events around the coast. And Mark is joined by a friend of his, Alan Vogan, who I hadn't met until last night. But he is also a musician, a songwriter, a father of two. And I appreciate both of you coming in today.
Thank you. He's also an occasional mother corn shucker, too.
So you have a dual life as a musician.
Yeah, yeah. Along with several other bands he plays in.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you both being here. And as I said, my daughter Kelly is here, home from college. So I appreciate you coming in and singing today.
You're welcome, Mom.
And we also have a guest loiterer in the back of the studio, our friend Kyle Berlin, who's back from college and here just to enjoy the music and the company. Hello, Kyle.
Hi.
Hey, Kyle.
All right. So the topic today is joy, because as I mentioned at the start of the show, it's important when we come into any situation, especially this time of year, to remember who we are. I like to say that to my family when they're going out to new adventures, when my daughter left for college, when my husband, you know, goes off on adventures, you know, when we're going to any sort of family event. I always remind us to remember who we are. Remember who you are. Don't get caught up in whatever the frenzy is of the experience and forget those things that make you unique or special or bring you joy. And so today I'm asking you to think about those simple things that bring us joy, because I think we tend to fall back on my family gives me joy or my children bring me joy. But I think that's also important to remember those intrinsic pleasures. For me, it's listening to music. For others, it might be reading books or going for walks or meditating or decorating their home. I have no idea what it is, but we all have those things that are unique to us that make us stand alone in our thoughts and our joys. So I'm going to start with you, Mark, because I'm assuming that one of the things that brings you joy is music.
Absolutely.
So what brought you to music?
Well, I would say music just kind of came to me. You know, I started playing back in high school. I loved all kinds of different music. And so I decided I wanted to try out some instruments. So I did, and picked up guitar, banjo, a couple other stringed instruments, and then realized that it was fun. And so I continued.
So what has music brought to your life over the years?
Well, I would say it's a very big release for me, and it's somewhat of a therapeutic thing for me, because when I play, I get my battery recharged. Yeah.
And what is it about music? Because I'm not a musician, but I hear musicians talk about just getting lost in the music. Is that true? What is that like?
Yeah. Sometimes you kind of turn off your mind and let your fingers go to work, and you come up with things you didn't know you could play. And so that might be a description of that. Yeah.
In the groove.
Yeah. You get in the groove. Uh-huh.
And so, Alan, what has music meant to you?
I told you it was going to be a short answer, and music is joy for me. It's just like Mark said, it's that incredible combination of thought and emotion that just comes out without words. And it's just the musical progressions. And it's just and like Mark was saying, when musicians say we're in the groove, there's just no feeling. It's like catching a wave for the first time when you're surfing too. It's that stoke.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what have you been a musician all your life, or is this something you came to later in life?
Pretty much all my life. I started guitar lessons when I was 8, so I've been playing since then, and church choirs and school choirs, and yeah. So it's just a wonderful source of fun.
And so aside the assumption that your joy comes from music, are there other things in both of your lives that bring you joy, aside from the standard, your children and your family, but just something that's unique to you that brings you joy? Like for me, it would be really good chocolate. to get set up at home, have my big cup of tea and some really good chocolate and my
toast. Which you cut into 8 pieces.
Yes, I do, because I want to savor every bite of my chocolate.
One truffle, 8 pieces.
And it is, but it's. I realize that it is something that I look forward to, that time of being on the couch with my tea and cutting up my truffle in a bunch of bites, and it just is this joy that only I'm experiencing in the moment. So are there other things for you?
Well, I would have to say that, I work in construction and I'm always building, and that's one of the things that I truly love to do. So I get to wake up and go to work every day and have fun, you know, and it's a big release for me as well, you know, and it's a stress reliever, really. And so there's that.
So you're better when you're busy.
Yeah. If I sit around, I go stir crazy.
And how about you, Alan?
Yeah. Not all the time at work, but whenever I'm creating, either at work or at home, anytime you're creating something, I think that is just a definite source of joy.
So clearly, then I'm the only food person that gets like food joy. Jordan, what about you? What are those? Jordan says, "I'm not talking."
It'd be like I cook too, and it'd be creating it's the journey. It's the creating the food, going out and getting all the specific ingredients, or sometimes the chocolate, like with my daughter, she'll look at me and she'll say, "Dad, there's no chocolate in the house." And then it's like, you go down to Trader Joe's,
yes,
and you peruse the aisles and like, which one am I going to get, you know?
It is. It's interesting when we're looking for that thing that satisfies a craving, that thing that brings us joy. And for some people, okay, it could be a fabulous bottle of wine or a wonderful piece of chocolate or a perfect meal. And I think sometimes that we get so busy, we get so crazy and chaotic in our lives that we forget that there is an incredible joy in food. And I think that's one of the things about this time of year that is connected to it, is the joy of feeding your family, of making meals that are memorable or traditional. Because Kelly, what is your favorite holiday meal? Because I've just been cooking away the last few days.
My favorite component of a holiday meal is what my family calls favorite rice, which is just rice made with a lot of butter. And a lot of chicken broth, I think. I don't even know how to make it.
Beef consomme.
I don't want to know how to make it. It'll ruin it for me. But it's just really salty, good rice. And that's it.
Comfort food.
I need to do some shopping because that wasn't on the menu. So I'm glad I asked. And if you're just tuning in, this is a conversation with a reluctant therapist. I'm Elizabeth Barrett. We're having a pretty relaxed day today. We're just talking about preparing for the holiday season and those things that bring us joy. Because I think it's really easy to get caught up in the busyness of our lives, the busyness of getting together and shopping and traveling and packing and journeying, and to get to a point where all of a sudden you feel like, I don't even want to do this anymore. I've lost the meaning of the holiday, or I've lost the meaning of this time of year. And so we're trying to bring a little joy back to your day. And we're wondering what brings you joy. 805-781-3875 is the number to be part of this conversation. We'd love to hear from you with your thoughts, feelings, questions. 805-781-3875. This is a conversation with a reluctant therapist. I'm Elizabeth Barrett. My guests today are Mark Hughes, Alan Vogel, and my daughter Kelly Barrett. And we're going to move into another tune, I think.
Of a white Christmas.
It's nice that we can get a little Christmas-like weather, and so the songs feel appropriate. Because one of the hardest things about being California kids, right, is getting into the spirit of all of the holiday songs. We don't really – I guess we have, like, surf and safari Christmas songs. Didn't the Beach Boys do some sort of surf-like Christmas songs when we were kids? Do you remember that? Because I thought we had a Beach Boys Christmas album.
I think they did.
I know. I don't know if that's just in my head, but we do. I'm glad we have a little weather for the appropriate time of year. My guests today, as I said, my daughter Kelly Barrett, Mark Hughes, Alan Vogan. We're talking about what brings us joy. We're playing a little music. We're having a conversation. We'd love to hear from you. You're always welcome to be part of this conversation. 805-781-3875. And it's funny because I was thinking about some of the things that I have. I've had a hard time getting organized and getting my shopping done for all of the traveling we're doing and the meals we're going to have and the gifts I want to buy. But I have managed to, of all the things that I have not been able to take them to purchase, bought a couple of toys for my cat, which frightens me. That of all the things that I should be doing, I find great joy out of this cat, this kitten that we adopted. And I think, you know, we
brought him. He was a guest in this studio a couple months ago.
He was. When we first brought him home, he was only, 5 weeks old or something. His name is Lewis, and I can't believe I'm telling this story, but Lewis has a unique talent. Don't you think?
Lewis can play fetch.
Yes, he can.
And that's one of my mom's joys.
That is one of my joys.
Our cat that plays fetch.
Is that my six-month-old cat, kitten cat? Is he a cat now or is he still a kitten?
He's a kitten.
All right, thank you. So I get lost. Talk about getting lost in time. I don't play an instrument, but I sit on the floor and I'm supposed to be working on the computer or grading tests or do whatever I'm supposed to be doing. And all of a sudden the cat comes in the room with this ball of paper and drops it at my feet. And I think, oh, this is too much fun. So I forget what I'm doing. I get lost in tossing the paper ball. And so, yes, I have to admit that I have crazy cat woman. And the Christmas gifts that I have purchased are for my cat. So there we go. Don't judge. What is it that brings you joy? I just am sitting here, I keep thinking of all of these fun things besides chocolate and cats. And I'm going to say that definitely my family, my children, those are the go-tos. But what are those intrinsic things when all else fails? Maybe you're just, you know, in an argument with your family. Sometimes it's challenging to be around family. It can be stressful. Sometimes it's a lot of work to be together and there's a time that you need to kind of settle down and just think about yourself or focus on those things that are important to you. And so I'm wondering about what are those things that bring you joy and how do you celebrate yourself? Because that's another thing, too, you know, if we don't have the built-in celebrations of the season, do you ever spend time just celebrating yourself, doing nice things for yourself? I remember, and this isn't, gosh, I'm dating myself with all these references to Beach Boys Christmas albums, but remember when we were young that there was the Calgon Take Me Away commercials for bubble bath?
Oh, yeah.
And so
yeah.
There was a period of time that we always were buying our mom Calgon bath beads for Christmas.
Sure, the television told us mom wanted that, right?
Yes, because there was the mom in the bathtub.
So much joy.
So much joy for mom. And I think, you know, the message was being a mom is stressful because you kids are a lot of work. And so if you're a good child, you will buy your mom Calgon bath beads for Christmas. And then they had the picture of the mom with all the steamy bubbles. And it's funny because I think sometimes we do get too busy to even do those simple things of sitting in a hot bath with Calgon bath beads or, you know, taking the time to polish our nails. Or I'm thinking of women things, but what are some other things? Maybe they're not just gender specific. Maybe there's a lot of men that enjoy taking a bubble bath and, I don't know, getting their nails done. What are some other
soap
things?
Soap on a rope?
I remember getting that from my dad every year, too.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what is that? Why did he need that? I don't know.
Because that was a very 70s thing
was
to
it?
Get was
oh,
the
yeah.
soap on the rope.
Oh,
and I think it smelled like Old Spice, too.
Oh, yes.
So, Jordan, join us here. Are we
too
old?
Can you hear me now?
Absolutely.
Oh, good. Oh, one thing that actually has really started to bring me joy that I haven't done when I was in high school and middle school, I really liked to bake. And I would, like, that's what I would do on the weekends. And I stopped doing that when I went to college because I couldn't bake in my dorm room. And I just, it just wasn't something, I just stopped doing it. And I recently started baking again. And that is something that's like really fun because you get to, you know, just think you're measuring things out and like,
just not really, like, you're just letting your mind wander, and that's, like, very therapeutic and something that brings me a lot of joy. Just
now, would you bake and then eat it all and watch a sad movie, or would you give it to other
people? No, I give it to other people.
Lucky friends, huh?
So, and I really like frozen cookies, so I have I froze a bunch of the cookies I made recently. So I have a Ziploc in my freezer that I've been working on slowly. But yeah, I won't eat them all at once.
Do you eat them frozen, or do you have to? Oh, you do eat them frozen?
Yeah, they taste really good.
What kind?
Oatmeal chocolate chip.
Good to know. So baking.
Yeah, I learned it from my mother, the frozen cookie thing. So I don't know if other people do that, but it's good. It's like frozen grapes are good. A lot of frozen things are good.
Frozen peas. Yeah, that is an odd thing that you like.
My grandfather passed that one on.
Frozen pineapple.
Frozen bacon.
Frozen bacon. No, outlier. All right, so Kyle, what are those things that bring you joy, those simple pleasures? And I wonder, I think what Jordan said is true, that when you go off to college and you're kind of limited to those comforty things when you were a kid of being at home, how do you find those, or does everything bring you joy when you're in college? Is it just like...
No. No. In fact, I found that I need those joys more. I don't know. I found that in the course of the day, I've talked about this before, but in the course of a day, every day, the sun sets, and like wherever you are, the sun's setting, and you can, and I find a great joy in finding the sunset wherever I am.
But isn't that a little cliche?
Yeah, it is cliche, okay. But that's part of the beauty of it, you know? It's like everyone else has discounted it, but because of that's cliche, I like the sunset. But no, it's actually a phenomenal light show every day, and people
sure.
don't pay attention to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's different every day.
It's different every day, but it's constant, you know? Mm-hmm.
But so maybe I'm jaded because I don't get the sunset thrill.
Wow.
So, I know. I can't believe I'm saying that out loud. Because I feel like I'm a heretic in some way.
Oh, yeah.
Wait till you see your first green flash.
But I think I have seen them over the years. Maybe I said I'm jaded. Maybe I need to be banned because maybe we have just so many beautiful sunsets. I can't see them anymore for what they are.
That's the thing. I think I've become addicted to one of my joys, like you said, is chocolate and ice cream. At this point, I feel like I've become addicted to the pleasure that those things give me. Not necessarily in a physiological way, but depending upon them in a sort of I want this joy now kind of way.
Needing that lift, right?
Yeah.
And it is important that we do need to kind of keep our serotonin and dopamine levels lifted. And that is one of the things about chocolate, is that the chemicals in them actually do give us that emotional high. 805-781-3875. This is a conversation with a reluctant therapist. And I am joined in the studio today by my friends Mark Hughes, Alan Vogan, my daughter Kelly Barrett, and our friend Kyle Berlin. We're talking about joy. We're getting ready for the holiday season that I guess is kicked off. There's a lot of traffic on the road, but we'd love to hear from you. 805-781-3875. Linda, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I was just calling in to say what brings me joy at Christmas time.
I'd love to know.
I just finished writing out Christmas cards, and I wrote little personal notes to everybody, and it helps you remember the activities that you shared that were happy memories in years past, and that just brings me joy, just bringing all those up and wishing them well.
I love that. And I also save my Christmas cards from the years past. And I love shuffling through my basket from the year before and seeing everyone and then seeing the picture of every family, that how they've changed year after year.
Uh-huh.
That is a huge joy. So, Linda, do you start this early or is it something you do over?
I just started it today.
Oh, good.
And you finished?
I sent a whole bunch to my friend in Cape Cod. Because we used to exchange gift cards, or gifts, but it's just, we're old enough that we don't need any more things. So we send packages of, or bunches of Christmas cards, and then we open them together somewhere around Christmas together and share oh, that's nice, oh, that cinnamon, it's just perfect, and stuff like that. So it's fun.
I love that. Thank you, Linda. And I do. I think there is simple joys in writing those cards and taking the time to personalize them and to let people know, hey, I'm thinking about you this time of year. Thank you, Linda. Enjoy your Christmas season.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you all.
Oh, I think we hung up too quickly. But thank you, Linda.
That reminds me, every year I get a card from the Barretts, and it goes on to my refrigerator, and I get to enjoy it all year long until the next one comes.
Yes.
Out.
Thank you, Mark.
Yes.
Yeah. So, thank you to all those people that send those cards. They are on my refrigerator. and we do enjoy having them there.
And I do have to say that is one of, and I'm glad Linda brought that up, because that is one of my great joys. Probably my family would say it causes you so much stress because I make a collage of pictures from family activities throughout the year and then make a print of the collage and then I have to put it on a card and, you know, glue it down and then I write a note and it takes a while, but there is some zen in that experience and I do love kind of connecting to my people in that way. 805-781-3875. We're talking about those things that bring you joy and we're interspersing it with music today. So we'd love to hear from you. Chris, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hi. I, too, like listening to my daughter sing, but I just don't make a big deal out of it because I don't want her to ever feel any pressure.
Hi, Dad.
So I assume that you're secretly having a lot of joy at this moment.
Oh, I'm digging it. It's good. But I also like doing little projects, like to work on the boat, little fix up project on my boat or something around the yard. I really get fun out. Really, really get satisfaction out of spending an afternoon or an evening working on a project like that.
But what is it about, you know, being on, because I hear you out there talking to the boat when it's not cooperating, and so it doesn't sound like it's giving you a lot of joy.
I don't know. It's kind of like Ellen said, it's the journey. It's, you know, there's ups and downs. I might, you know, bloody a knuckle or, you know, break something, but overall, it's rewarding, and I can look at it afterwards and say, well, I did that. You know, I whatever painted the hull or you know, from the head. So it's nice and straight all the way across the top. It's a lot of work, and it's really sweaty work, and it's, you know, yard work is at times not so fun, but when it's done, it's satisfying. And I just, you know, look forward to getting a few hours to do stuff like that.
I'm glad you brought that up and mentioned that because there's a whole vat of research that's been done on the mental health benefits of those daily chores, that we can get a lot of zen meditative time when we're cleaning kitchens or working in the yard or working on projects, that it actually has huge mental health benefits. And some of the research said that one of the downsides of technology and the ease of getting things done or the busyness of our lives where we feel like we're always having to cram to get things done or, you know, we have 5 minutes for a project, that we've lost some of the mental health benefits of spending an afternoon, you know, kind of cleaning the house or an afternoon picking up the yard, to have the time to really just allow yourself to get lost in those housekeeping things is really important for our well-being. So I'm glad you brought that up because there can be great joy in those tasks, those daily tasks. Mark, you look like you wanted to add to it. Thanks for calling in, honey.
Yeah, I'd say that that's absolutely right. And Chris, sometimes, you know, you have to persuade things and sometimes you have to talk to it a little bit. And I understand that.
You mean so if the part's just not coming together quite right, the conversation helps?
Exactly.
805-781-3875. If you're just tuning in, this is A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist. And I put out the question, what are those things that bring us joy? Because, again, at this time of year, it can be a happy, wonderful, glorious time. But for some of us, it can be stressful. It can feel overwhelming. We can be in situations or with family members that cause a lot of tension and stress. And so it's important to be able to go within and remember those few things that can give us joy in the moment so that we can, I don't know, find our center, remember who we are, and get back to our sense of well-being. Cynthia, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, in the vein of the Christmas cards, we keep ours up all year. We take each and every one, whether it's a collage or a Christmas-related card. We hang it on our door in our closet in our entryway, and then we're reminded of those people far and near all year long. And with the first Christmas card's arrival the following year, then we take it all down and review all the stories and all the people and think about how many times we've interacted with them over the years or if we need to write them a letter. So that's the way we keep everybody close to us the whole time.
So, Cynthia, do you have a preferred Christmas card? Like, what do you hope that people will send you every year?
Well, I love the collages. I do one myself. It's huge stress, and it's also this great release and review of all the things we're thankful for. So I love the collages. We have several friends who are musicians, and they write little songs, about, you know, theme, they write their year in review as a song with a like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer as the theme or something, and those are always fun. Yeah. But I also enjoy just getting from some of my especially older friends and family just a simple Christmas card that has a handwritten note. Those are the best.
I do love a little handwritten note, and I do love when the family pictures come that mom and dad get in the family picture, because I like to see, I love to see how my friends are doing and how their kids look like them, and so I always put a little pressure on my friends. It's like, if you're going to send a Christmas card, I want to see you too. I want to see you also in the picture. So Cynthia, what are you going to do to bring you joy over the next week or so?
Well, the other thing I think we try to do is really reflect around the Christmas tree. We have taken a lot of travels, and everywhere we go, whether it's visiting friends or on an adventure, we buy an ornament from all over the world. Now we have these, and we hang them up and review and talk with our kids about where we were and if they remember that. And every night when we turn on the Christmas tree lights, we get to look at those again, and they just bring up stories, and so it connects us again back to places we've been as a family or people we've met. And so over the next week, how I'm going to keep less stressed is we just try to go outside and enjoy where we are.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when the kids are out of school and we don't have to race around so much, I think this is one of the first times we've had things kind of done ahead of time, so we can just enjoy our neighborhood over the next few days.
I hope you do, and thank you for reminding me, Cynthia, about the tree also. It's so great hearing other people calling in to remind me about those things that bring me joy, because I love our tree also, because we do ornaments each year that have some meaning to the kids, and I love pulling them out, and we put the tree up every year and unwrapping them, because I forget a lot of the ornaments that we have. And much to my older daughter's chagrin, her collection of ornaments are humongous.
And mine are all really cute and small, and like Kelly, a little monkey and a little kitten. And she has like big VW bug and a big soccer ball.
And she tries to hang them in the back of the tree because she has a little ornament shame. But it's those simple things that bring us joy. 805-781-3875 is the number to be part of the conversation today. We are talking about those things that bring us joy. I have my daughter Kelly here with me today, my friend Mark Hughes, a member of the Mother Corn Shuckers. If you're part of the music scene anywhere on the California coast, you might have heard them play. And his friend Alan Vogan, who's now our friend, who's also an honorary Mother Corn Shucker off and on and a musician in his own right. And as I started the show, I'm being a little selfish today because it is the holiday season. I decided to give myself a present this week, and so I'm bringing music into the studio, and we're going to continue on with probably one of my favorite songs to hear my daughter sing, because when she was, I'm going to tell a little story, and I'm just going to put a little story out there, Christmas story. Oh, and that's the other thing I wanted to add on to Cynthia. Thank you for reminding me also about the importance of telling stories at this time of year. You know, that Christmas, Kwanzaa, the holiday season, whatever you call this time of year for you, it's such an important time to tell stories about your family, to talk about your family history, to talk about those things that you care about and love and remember, because we really are just a product of those stories that we tell about ourselves and our lives. And so one of my stories is that when Kelly was 3 years old, we listened to a lot of Dixie Chicks in our family, and had, I don't know what albums were out at that time, but she was 3 years old.
Wide Open Spaces.
Thank you. She's in the back seat, and all of a sudden her little three-year-old voice said, "Mommy, play that cowboy song. Play the cowboy song." And I said, "I don't know what that is." And so I started kind of running through the randoms on the radio, on the CD, or maybe what it was back in the day. I guess it was still CDs. And she said, "Yes, that's the song." And at 3 years old, she sang this Dixie Chicks song that just took my breath away. And so here we are 17 years later. I'm going to hear a little Dixie Chicks with Kelly Barrett, Alan Vogan, and Mark Hughes.
Thank you.
sleep on the hard ground in the comfort of your arms, on a pillow of blue bonnets, in a blanket made of stars. Oh, it sounds so good to me. Cowboy, take me away. Fly this girl as high as you can into the wild. Set me free. Oh, I pray closer to heaven above and closer to you. Closer to you. I want to walk and not run. I want to skip and not fall. I want to look at the horizon and not see a building standing tall. I want to be the only one for miles and miles, except for maybe you and your simple smile. Oh, it sounds good to me. Yes, it sounds so good to me. Cowboy, take me away. Fly this girl as high as you can into the wild blue. Set me free. Oh, I pray closer to heaven above and closer to you. Something wild and unruly. Oh, it sounds so good to me.
Kelly Barrett, Mark Hughes, Alan Vogan, I'm Elizabeth Barrett. This is A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist. And Steve, thanks for waiting. What's on your mind today?
Well, I just want to share with you sort of a crazy joy that I get out of the holiday season.
Please
is
do.
That I happen to be a flash mob junkie. And when the house is settled down and I'm usually the last one in up, and then I get on YouTube and just look at some of the flash mobs that happen around the world. And the way the camera pans on people's faces, it just makes you want to be there and celebrate that joy with them.
I love that, Steve. That's a great idea. That's a great idea for anyone who needs a little pick-me-up, because it is so much fun to see the flash mobs.
It really is, and I hope they never die.
One of my favorites, and maybe this isn't technically a flash mob, but it's at a school campus, and they're doing Uptown Funk, and the kids start coming out of their classrooms and teachers. It's a great, it is a pick-me-up. Steve, thanks so much for the holiday joy remembrance.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I'm Elizabeth Barrett. This is A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist. If you'd like to call in and let us know one of your holiday joys, 805-781-3875. I'm having a hard time keeping it together because that really made me cry. It was so beautiful. Oh, thank
Kelly's
you.
Kelly's quite a singer, huh?
It does. It made my day.
Very beautiful.
805-781-3875. Dave, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hi, Elizabeth. We live far out in the country east of San Luis Obispo, and we really enjoy going out on our property and cutting down some pine boughs and fastening a Christmas tree out of them. We do that as a family, and we really enjoy that. It's kind of a tradition.
So you instead of cutting down a tree, you kind of make one with the pine boughs?
Yeah, we make one.
That's kind of cool.
And it's a lot of fun. But the other thing I just enjoy generally, and the way to de-stress myself, is I fly an airplane, a little sport airplane, and I just enjoy what is particularly like some of the stuff we've been having lately, just getting up over the clouds. And it's kind of the old Air Force, it's like a poem, I guess, called High Flight that I enjoy reciting to myself as I fly.
Is it a long poem?
I enjoy that quite a bit. And I also wanted to mention that I was a workmate of Chris's about 3 years ago. I retired, and I had to take some time off due to some stressful situations. And when I returned, Chris was very nice and offered any assistance or just wanted to talk. And I just wanted to remember him. So extend my thanks to him and tell him that Dave up in Pozo is would love to hear from him.
Oh, Dave, thank you so much. And I'm sure he's still listening, so I'm sure he's going to want to reach out to you. And thank you for sharing your memories. And I thank you for talking about the gift of flight also, because I know that for a lot of people, there's so much peace in just being out on your own, kind of gliding over the world and taking
it in. You're out of your normal element, and it's just the best thing for me. I love it.
Oh, Dave, thanks so much. Enjoy your holidays.
Merry Christmas. You do the same.
Thank you. Bye-bye. This is A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist. I'm Elizabeth Barrett. You can be part of the conversation by calling in 805-781-3875. You can also join us on our Facebook page, The Reluctant Therapist. If you like the page, you'll get an update of our shows each week. I do have a website, thereluctanttherapist.com, but I have to admit I'm not great about keeping it up as I should. But you can leave messages there. I do try to post shows or our topics. You can send me an email to elizabeth@thereluctanttherapist.com. You can also find out more about the show at kcbx.org, our wonderful website, which is updated daily with lots of news and information. It's actually, if you haven't checked into the website in the last 6 months or so, you're missing out, because they've really done a great job. And Jordan and the news team really keep us informed about what's going on. But you can find our shows under the News Talk tab. And then finally, if you are technologically savvy and you like to carry your podcast with you, you can go to iTunes, The Reluctant Therapist, or even under NPR, The Reluctant Therapist, and podcast all of our shows. Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, you just have to hit subscribe, right? And then it just will automatically load to your phone or computer week after week. So a lot of ways to be part of the conversation.
I have my college joy, to go back to that.
Yes, what is your college joy?
So I have a job on campus called Safe Ride, in which I drive cars for 8 hours at a time. And we pick up students from 7 in the evening and till 3 in the morning and take them to where they need to go. And that is my joy, because I like being able to just drive. It's a little bit more stressful in Chicago when it's snowing, but it's really nice. And then on top of that, I get to just download a whole bunch of This American Life podcasts. And so I'll listen to like 8 hours of This American Life, and then I'll have a really good day the next day.
And it's funny, because it is a family tradition, the love of driving, yes? Passed down generation to generation. There's something about cars in our family and the freedom of being in the car. But do your fellow students enjoy listening to This American Life when you're driving them around?
You know, for a school that's so close to Chicago, it's surprising how many of them don't know, because that's where This American Life is centered. But every now and then, every eighth passenger will ask me what I'm listening to or have an interest in it. I always feel bad when I'm listening to something really morbid about, like, the axe murderer dentist or about, like, violence and school shootings. And then people get into my car at, like, 1 in the morning and they're just silent because I'm listening to some really depressing topic. But I think it's interesting. I think they probably appreciate it. They just don't tell me.
You're sharing the love in ways that you don't even know yet. 805-781-3875. So Mark and Alan, who, again, Mark's part of the Mother Cornshuckers. Alan is once in a while a guest of the Mother Cornshuckers. But Alan also has his own trio that he plays with and is a musician and writes his own music. And so, Alan, I thought maybe if you wouldn't mind, you'd play a little bit of one of your songs for us today.
Okay.
We like to be on the spot. We like to be spontaneous.
That was on the spot.
I know.
That was on the spot. You guys, like, cornered me. All right. What?
We're just arranging microphones. We're good?
Or I think we're good.
Yeah.
So she'll tell me if she can't hear it. What do you want to do, Mark?
You call it, Alan.
Just do a little bit, right? Yeah, just a little bit, okay. This is a local song. It's about, you'll know what it's about.
When the nor'easters blow and the southern swells roll, the Selkies return to the shores. Be beautiful girls lay on the sands from Turtle Beach to Pirate's Cove. On one of these eves, off the shores of St. Anne's, and I waiting for the last swell. A beautiful girl rose up out of the sea, I was cast under her spell. Crash went the waves on the shores of St. Anne's, like the beat of my heart in my throat. Flash went the sea as the sun sank below, her green eyes locked on my own.
So that's just a little story that we have about Selkies. I don't know if you know what Selkies are.
I don't tell me, and I don't want to be ignorant.
It's like seal people. They're like Scottish mermaids, I guess you'd call them. They, you know, so our stories follow us from over the seas, and I just kind of, you know, I was on the beach one day surfing, and you know, it was hot, and people were peeling off their wetsuits, and I was like, oh, they look like seals taking off their skins, and this is what Selkies do.
Gotcha.
Sound like mermaids, you know, so.
I love that. And so I love all your reference, too, for people who surf on the Central Coast. You've thrown a lot of local surf spots there.
Yeah.
And I imagine that being in this culture, in the surf culture, that surfing would be something that people say brings them great joy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's an intrinsic pleasure because you really are on your own and out there in the water. And even though you might be surrounded by mm-hmm. other surf friends.
Mm-hmm. It ties back to what Dave said, like taking yourself out of your element. And, you know, the ocean is, you know, Mother Nature just gives a little flick of a wave and throws you for a tumble and you realize you're out of your element. and you know, maybe all your worries weren't that, you know, that worth worrying about, you know. So.
And again, today's topic was about those things that bring us joy as a reminder that even when we're in stressful situations, even though sometimes the holiday season can put us in situations with our family that become testy or tight or uncomfortable, or if we're with friends that, you know, we're not usually hanging out with and things get uncomfortable, to remember those things that bring you back to yourself. And even if you can't fly your plane or jump in the ocean in that moment, to be able to kind of go within and take a few breaths and remember what it feels like to be in that space. Because it's amazing how quickly we can settle our nervous systems, how quickly we can bring anxiety down to a manageable level just by closing your eyes, breathing deeply through your belly in a nice slow pace, and then imagining yourself in a space of doing something that brings you joy, whatever that is, and to smell the smells of that activity and to feel the feelings of that activity and to just breathe in and out, until you'll start to recognize that your blood pressure comes down a bit, your heart rate comes down a bit, and you're able to kind of catch yourself and resettle. And then you can go back and reengage with the family, whatever craziness is going on. But to really remove yourself, even if you have to go into the restroom and shut the door and just sit there and breathe in and think about those things that bring us joy, it's really important to take that time, because nothing's worse than staying in a tense or an uncomfortable situation and having it continue to get out of control or to explode or become chaotic or uncomfortable, because it's much more difficult to come back and apologize after a stressful, uncomfortable blow up in a family than it is to remove yourself in that moment and to recenter yourself and then to go back in with a different perspective. Because really those moments of tension are just moments of tension. And if we can kind of take responsibility for breathing and centering and going back, it'll make the whole holiday season a little more manageable. 805-781-3875. Mark, thanks for waiting. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just want to share some of my thoughts and maybe sing a song to my Nona, who's in heaven.
Oh, what? Tell me what's on your mind.
Am I talking to the therapist now?
Yes, you are.
Oh, yeah. Hi, yeah.
Hi.
I'm just, you're talking about things that you think about at Christmas time, and I thought that always comes back to me is my Nona singing Silent Night to us, my grandma, when she was about 75, and she's been gone now for about 30 years.
Oh, wow.
And, anyway, my parents are gone too, and I just connect with the song Silent Night and that memory, and I'd like to sing it.
Can we join you?
Sure.
All right.
Here we go.
Alan is going to give you a little backup for you, Mark. Can you hear The guitar?
I don't know what key they're in, but this is the key I'm going to do it.
Right.
In silent night, oh, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. That's for my Nona and my parents and for everybody else out there who...
Very nice, Mark.
Songs attaches those memories to.
Oh, Mark, thank you so much for calling in and singing to us today. I wish you a happy,
happy... Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Happy
thank you so much, Mark. Oh, my gosh, this is the best day so far. I have had more tears going down my cheeks. It's so beautiful. And there are those memories attached to different songs, aren't there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, definitely.
That we can take, again, take ourselves back to a place that was so special and important to us. And they can be bittersweet memories. Right, because not all of our memories have to be happy and joyful. Sometimes they can be a little bittersweet of a time that's passed and meant a lot to us. So thank you, Mark, for reminding us of that. So final thoughts, guys, before we go into our last song. What are you looking forward to over the next week? What comes up for you around this time of year?
I'm looking forward to seeing my niece, my sister's little baby Georgia, / Elizabeth Barrett's granddaughter.
I know. She's only 2 months old. I have to say I'm kind of excited about that,
she's
too.
She's a little alien.
Me, too.
I know, Mark, you haven't met the new...
No, I haven't. I've seen pictures, but I'm looking forward to meeting my niece.
Yes. Oh, she, you know, she's backup granddaughter.
Oh, backup granddaughter. Okay.
For the backup husband.
That's right.
How about you, Alan? What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to my entire family is coming down Christmas Day. And we'll be hanging out together. And then on Saturday, we're all going to get together down at the Man Rock Brewery. And I'm going to bring my stuff down. It's going to be open mic. And I think Mark's going to come down.
In.
I think
all
some of the
fingers.
Occasional shuckers and the mostly mustache wearers will be down there. And
where is this?
Down at Man Rock Brewery.
Does everyone know where that is?
Well,
Oak Park and El Camino Real.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Over there by AJ
Grover
Spurs.
Beach.
Is it in Grover? I get confused at that corner there because it's like Pismo, Arroyo,
I know.
And
it's
Grover.
It's definitely Grover.
It's Grover.
And
okay.
You don't want to say Grover City because then you've dated yourself way, way past.
Yeah.
I don't know if the youngins know that it was Grover City back in the day.
I know.
But Man Rock. So what day is that if people want to come to open mic?
Yeah, open mic Saturday. We'll be there about 5:30 or so. And
shake off some of the
you know,
Christmas.
Get somebody
feast.
Else to fix your meal for you and, you know, get your relatives out of the house. And, you know, we're just going to play some music and eat some food and have some fun. So.
You know, and I think that is also something if you are at home with a lot of relatives and trying to think of things to do, just kind of going out into the world and go to some of the
sure.
local places mm-hmm. and mingle and, I don't know, get out of the house.
At the movie theater.
Well, movie theaters are kind of a tradition for a lot of people, but
yeah.
I think it is important to kind of get outside the bounds of the house and get the fresh air and a little different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And how about you, Carolyn? What are you looking for now that you've just returned home?
I'm just happy to be home. I mean, being away from the ocean, I miss the ocean. So I'll be going to the beach with family and friends and my dog.
And watching the sunset.
Watching the sunset, cliche as it may be.
I know. I feel bad that I said that now. I feel like that there's a coldness, there's a hardness in my heart that I've exposed myself to. And so what else, Mark, is on your mind over the next week or so?
Well, going to spend the rest of the year just having fun and getting ready for the new year. Yeah.
And next Tuesday, actually, we will be talking about preparing for the new year because I really like to kind of wrap up the year thinking about how do we go into the next year, the next 365 days, and make the most of it. So I'm glad you brought that up. A little preparation, thinking ahead. And I want to thank all of you for being part of this program week after week. We appreciate your calls. We appreciate you being part of the community. I feel so honored to be able to sit here each week and talk to you about those things that are on my mind, share with you those challenges and struggles and joys and new things that are happening. And I love hearing from you. I feel like we've really built this great community. And Jordan, I want to thank you as always for being a wonderful producer and keeping us running smoothly here, especially when I say to you, hey, Jordan, wouldn't it be fun to have music in the studio today? I think that's a great idea. And for those of you who don't realize that Jordan ran around for an hour today making sure we had the right microphones and the right setup. And it takes a village to make this show happen. And Thank you, Jordan. I appreciate our village. And we're going to finish up today with the song that we did 2 years ago, the first time we did the music special in the studio. Little Young Bloods, Get Together. Sing along at home if you'd like to. If not, I just want to remind you to enjoy your Christmas season, your holidays. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends. But make sure you take time for yourself. Breathe it in. Remember who you are.
Love is but a song to sing, fear's the way we die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Some may come and some may go, we shall surely pass. When the one that left us here returns for us at last, together, try to love one another right now. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. If you hear the song I sing, to love and fear all in your trembling hand. Just one key unlocks them both, it's there at your command. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you for supporting Public Radio, KCBX.